shifts in threshold may occur. In general, such effects are much less marked in the auditory system than they are in the other sensory systems, although large threshold shifts are often observed after exposure to stimuli very high.
Rubbing
the skull
with the other. No blood, just a small knot, just another little wound to the flesh. But the blow woke him, and when his eyes cleared, he moved slowly along the railing.
He eased into the chair, his crisp robe setting around him, and smiled. "Good morning," he said into the microphone. Everyone smiled back. To his great satisfaction, the room was filled to capacity. A quick deputy
once owned all the appropriate toys, the yachts and jets and blondes, the homes in Europe, farms in Argentina, an island in the Pacific, thoroughbreds, even a hockey team. But I've grown too old for toys. The money is the root of my misery. I had three families, three ex-wives who bore seven children, six of whom are still...
Some of the lawyers were practically touching one another. "Are all the parties present?" he asked. Heads shook from around the tables. "I need to identify everyone," he said.
But Jerry sat on a stool, one
the
hand draped over the wheel.
The first petition was filed by Rex.
The quick Brazilian smiled then. "How do you feel?" "Much better," Nate said, almost ashamed. But shame was an emotion Nate had abandoned years earlier. Addicts know no shame.
Density.
You
Hood, 1950-1972, has distinguished between auditory adaptation and auditory fatigue. The essential feature of fatigue is that it results from the application of a stimulus which is usually considered in excess of that
clearing his throat. "Your Honour, I'm Hark Gettys," he boomed towards the bench, "and I represent Mr. Rex Phelan." "Thank you, you may keep your seat." He went around the table methodically, taking names of the
lawyers
and
doing all they can to torment me.
Judges.
To the best of my knowledge, I fathered all seven and buried one. I should say his mother buried him. I was out of the country. I am estranged from all the wives and all the children. They're gathering here today because I'm dying and it's time to divide the money.
Scribbled them as fast as the judge. Six heirs in all. Three ex-wives. Everyone was present. 22 lawyers, Wycliffe mumbled to himself. "Do you have the will, Mr. Stafford?" he asked. Josh stood, holding a different file.